Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, some more
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that will occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you're looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. If you want to experience the OAW difference, check them out, orthowisconsin.com. It is a great day to have Adam Schefter on the show. As we heard from the Packers quarterback Jordan Love yesterday on his contract extension. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning. And first and foremost, Gabe is playing golf today. Golf? Is that what he's doing today?
Probably. When Gabe is off, he doesn't really tell us what he's doing, but the odds are
a good bet.
9 times out of 10, he's on the course.
And it's a big day for Jen. A big day for Jen. Her debut on Around the Horn.
Thank you, Adam.
Very exciting. Have you done that before, Adam?
Yeah, I used to do that show when I was a sports reporter for the Denver Post, and me and Woody Page worked at the same newspaper together, and when Woody wouldn't do the show, I would be his replacement. So we're talking here, before I went to NFL Network, we're talking in the early 2000s. I must have been on the show, I would say, 5 to 10 times, roughly.
I remember watching the show when I was just out of college and just thinking it was fantastic. It was brilliant, collecting all of these beat writers from all over the country. And so it has been a bucket list item of mine to be on Around the Horn. I am so excited about today's show, and I appreciate you you mentioning it this morning.
You know, you bring up that show being a bucket list item for you. I will tell you this. When I was in college, and I'm probably, I'm older than both of you, but there was a show on ESPN on Sunday mornings called Sports Reporters that Dick Shapp.
Yeah, hosted, I love Dick
and
Shapp.
And then John Saunders. And I loved both those guys. They were incredible. And literally every Sunday while we were in college, my college roommates and I would gather around the TV and watch Sports Reporters, and we couldn't wait to see what Dick Shapp would do for his parting shot. And somewhere around the time, shortly after I had done Around the Horn, Sports Reporters called, and they had me on. And they flew me to New York. And I remember the first time that I was in that studio, and they were coming to me for my first ever parting shot, and I'm on a set with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica, guys that I idolized growing up. And I don't know that I've ever had this happen, but I could feel the blood from my toes to my brain course through my body to the point where I didn't know if I was going to be able to talk. And I just hope that Jen is able to talk today with the bucket list item that she's going to have on Around the Horn today. So my best wishes to you for later on today, Jen.
Thank you, Adam. I do think that this show prepares me to be able to talk at a moment's notice, so I feel like I have been adequately prepped to do Around the Horn today. Let's get to this Jordan Love thing, because I know a lot of people are very interested. We want to play for you the sound of him in the locker room yesterday when asked questions about the contract extension and where it is.
Booty said, we'd like to get Jordan deals done before starting training camp. Do you have a sense that things will pick up after this mini camp between now and July 22nd?
Yeah, I think they should. That's what he said.
Are you optimistic that something could get done by then?
Yes.
Why? What makes you optimistic?
This is what I've heard.
How have you handled this process in terms of, do you like to know what's going on and what's being said, or do you just try to disconnect?
What is that?
The process of what's going on in the contract negotiations.
Yeah, I like being in the mix.
And then
And that's that?
That's that. Pretty short, yeah. It is.
We've yet to find a topic you like talking about less than this one.
By that look, that sounds like maybe you guys are close.
Well, you got about 30 words out of the quarterback there. Adam, your interpretation of what Jordan Love said yesterday.
Well, I believe that Jordan Love is a very well thought out and diplomatic speaker. And so he's always going to say the right thing and strike and being upbeat and deferential to the organization that he's working for and the team that at some point is going to pay him. And I do think that there's a chance that that deal does get done by the timeline he's talking about. But I don't think it's a certainty. I think that there have been discussions. There continue to be discussions. Both sides would like to get something done. But if it were close, it would be done right now. And I don't think it's done yet. And I don't know, like, what's close, right? Do I think that that deal is getting done today? No, I don't. Do I think it's getting done this week? I would guess not, but maybe something could come together. They're going to continue talking. Jordan's going to say the right thing. He's going to deliver the right message. And he did that yesterday. And he gave, I think, Packers fans some hope that this deal could be done by training camp. Again, wouldn't be a surprise. There's motivation for both sides to do it. But I don't think it's as close yet as he made it saying yesterday.
Adam, which side do you think has more leverage?
Listen, if you're Jordan Love and you want to bet on yourself and you believe in yourself and you believe that what you did at the end of the last year is exactly what you're capable of, and I don't know why it wouldn't be, then you just keep riding it out. But the money's so great, Chewy, that why would you pass on it? Like, if we're doing the Jordan Love deal right now, and I don't think it's hard, let's just come up with a number, $52.5 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's call it four years, $210 million. Why would you turn that? Like, why would you not do that if you're a player? Like, of course you'd do that. You know, how much guaranteed? 100 guaranteed, 110? I don't know the exact guaranteed. I have to sit down and talk to people and crunch numbers. But, I mean, if you can get that kind of money, then to me, you go do it and you get it done. That's what I think.
I agree. And then you make it up because, Adam, when I was a rookie, right, I came in with a back injury. And the Packers thought I hid it from them, which I did. And they wanted $30,000 back of my first year's salary. So I had no leverage, so obviously I have to, but I logged it. And I said, when I did my next big deal, I said, oh, by the way, I want that $30,000 back. So I think that would be something the Love camp should consider. You know, okay, so they're gonna take away $2-3 million a year from this contract, make it up on the next. Say, hey, remember when you guys kind of screwed me on this other deal? I want that back.
By the way, let me say this. If he does a 4-year extension, we're just throwing out random years. I'm sure Green Bay would want it to be longer, by the way. There is going to be time to do another deal and make so much money. And this deal would lock in the future of his children's children. So, like, why would you not do that if you had the opportunity? And then if you play the way that you think you're going, then you're already building towards the next deal. Like, it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get it done. Knock it out. So, and by the way, if you're Green Bay, I don't think you want to wait till that Dak deal gets done at some point in the next year. You want to do this deal before that Dak deal. So there's motivation for Green Bay and there's motivation to procure your future. By the way, what if Jordan Love just crashes and burns this year and doesn't play well? Like, I don't think that's happening. You know, he showed too much talent and promise. But what if it did? What if he flames out, right? Then you locked up that long-term deal anyway. And not only are you locking up that long-term deal, but you're setting yourself up to start the clock towards the next deal. So I think there's motivation for both sides to get this done, which is why it should get done and why you'd have to think that these two sides would be able to come together and figure out a way to get this done some point this summer, whenever that is, whether that's this month, next month, or into August.
Adam, do you think that the Packers communicate with Jacksonville and maybe Miami and say, hey, how high are you going to go on Trevor Lawrence or Tua, just so we know where we're at? You think they communicate or no?
Yeah. Well, by the way, would that be collusion?
Yeah, I was going to use collusion, but I decided not
to. I don't know that you have, I mean, well, it would be illegal to collude, like, I guess collude to keep the price down. But I think that at the very least, Chewy, here's what I would say. You're aware, like I've had people say to me in various quarter, what's going on with that quarterback's contract? So that tells me, obviously, these people are not in the know, but they are curious. Now, could a GM who has a relationship with a GM say, hey, where are you on Trevor Lawrence? Where are you on Tua? Where are you on Dak? Sure. That absolutely could happen. And I can totally see that. But I think everybody has a general sense, to be perfectly frank, where things are going to come in. I don't think that any of these deals are going to be terribly surprising to any of the teams that are in the market to do quarterback deals. I think they have a general understanding of where that market is and where it's going to be.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, as he does each and every Wednesday throughout the year. Keyshawn Nixon, Xavier McKinney, and Jair Alexander were excused absences yesterday from Packers duties. Out in New York, Aaron Rodgers was an unexcused, whichever word you prefer, absence at Jets camp. Rather than see this as a follow-through by Rodgers, who famously talked about getting rid of all of the non-football distractions, because that's what snarky, sarcastic Jen would say, let me ask you this. How do you explain the Jets not excusing Rodgers when it sounds like Saleh knew he was not going to be there for this portion of the camp?
Well, did you see the front page of the New York Post today, Jen?
I have not seen the front page of the New York Post.
Yeah, I can hold it up to you right there.
Oh.
Look, if you see that. Can you see that?
Full of hot air. Air with A-A-R.
Yeah. Full of hot air. And then it says right here, January 1st, the BS that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building. Then it says Tuesday, Rodgers AWOL from Jets' first mandatory practice. So it quotes Rodgers saying that the BS that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building, January 8th, excuse me. And then Tuesday, Rodgers AWOL from Jets' mandatory minicamp practice. Now,
they're not getting away from the sarcasm and the snarkiness. I can see that.
Jen, I think you could be a headline writer for the New York Post if the gig on Pardon the around the horn doesn't work out today. Yeah. You might have a future there.
Is the media turning on him?
You know what? Here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers is a lightning rod, period. So anytime they get a chance to use him instead of Joey Chestnut in the headlines of the back page of the New York Post today, then they're going to do that. And so Aaron Rodgers, no shows for a mandatory minicamp with an unexcused absence. And, that's chum for the headline writers. I'm just telling you right now, like, they're thrilled by that. And by the way, what is it, June 11th or 12th or whatever today is, June 12th? Like, to have that kind of story on June 12th, that's mana from above, right? You don't usually get that kind of football story on June 12th.
All right, well, hear me out, Adam, because my interpretation of it was that this was a power play by Robert Saleh, because it sounds like there was communication between the two, and I'm guessing that he knows where in the world his quarterback is.
Yeah.
So choosing to make it an inexcused absence is trying to establish that hierarchy that came into question last year, right? There was a narrative that the quarterback was calling the shots, and this is Saleh's way of saying he isn't.
That's plausible, Jen. I don't know that that's true, but that sounds certainly good. If you want to use that on Around the Horn later today, that would be, you'll get points for that, I think. Ding, 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 ding. You know, we get some points there.
That's what we're doing. We're just practicing for the show later. We're fettering out our points. You know, we're massaging our points and then going, okay, now I'll use that. Thank you.
that certainly sounds intelligent and thoughtful and interesting and plausible. So I can believe that. Look, Robert Saleh wants people to know that it is his team, but I really don't even know what Aaron Rodgers is doing. And I would text him, but I'm not allowed to, so I can't do that.
All right, Adam, U.S. Open week. Who do you got to win it?
Oh, geez, because Gabe isn't here.
I got it.
The mantle.
It's a major.
Carrying the mantle for Gabe.
You know what? It's funny you say that, because literally, while we're on this call, you know, I'm with a group of guys in this pool, and we vote on the selection each week. And so each guy gets a vote, and we vote win, place, show. Win gets five, place gets three, show gets one. And so the votes are coming in as I'm on this show. So we've got a lot of votes for Cam Smith. We got a lot of votes for Xander Schauffele. We got a lot of votes for Bryson DeChambeau, knowing that we've used some of these other golfers like Rory and Colin Morikawa before. Like, we used Colin Morikawa last week, finished second, was rooting for him to beat out Scottie Scheffler. Didn't happen, almost did. Disappointing, but it was still a good second place, $2.2 million finish for Colin Morikawa.
Have you ever played it? Have you ever played it, Adam?
Played
Pinehurst 2?
No, I've never played Pinehurst. No.
It's okay. It's all about the greens. So the guy with the best short game is probably going to win, because those turtlebacks are. It's a different brand of golf.
Well, that would be Cam Smith then, right?
Well, that's a good pick. Yeah, solid pick.
Cam Smith is an unbelievable putter. So he's tremendous. So we'll see. Who does Gabe think is winning this week?
I don't think we've gotten an answer from Gabe on that. Yeah. We'll have to ask him.
Jen, are you prepared and well-versed to handle the U.S. Open on Around the Horn later today?
Adam, I think you know the answer to that. I'm a little offended that you threw that out there. I am not prepared to discuss U.S. Open on Around the Horn. I would just sit there in silence and go, what he said.
Yeah, just say turtleback.
She's been coming in for the last 2 weeks talking about hockey, and we're like, what the hell are you doing?
Jen, did you see the Eastern Conference Finals? Wow, is that a great game? Yeah. Like, what?
Jen, I don't think they're going to do much hockey on Around the Horn later today. I could be wrong. But I will say this. If you need a lifeline on golf, you can always text me.
I love
I'll
it.
Give you an answer.
I love it.
Is
I mean,
that cheating?
I mean, Gabe would be real mad if I texted Adam over him. Yeah. He would certainly take that personally, but I do appreciate it. It's not like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You can't be like, can I phone a friend?
Yeah, all right. You do whatever you want. Jen, as your friend, I'm there to support you and bolster your efforts. I want you invited back over and over again. They pay you for this, right? You get paid separate for doing Around the Horn, right?
No, it's all part of the contract.
It's all part. You don't get paid anything on top of your contract.
See, now Adam is saying, I need to rework.
Yeah, he's like, when is my deal up?
Jen.
Yes, Adam.
Who's your agent?
We can offline about this if you'd like, sir. I'm happy to loop you in if you'd like. Adam Schefter, you are wonderful. We appreciate you hanging out with us each and every week. Have a great one, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
The Island Resort and Casino is a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.